You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Third hour of Wake Up Tucson.
My favorite morning show.
Oh my God, you went back to your Nixon impression again. You're like raspy. You're like a Deborah Winger version of Nixon, which I like. So look at Maxwell. That's Matt Neely over there.
The best pilot I've ever flown with.
Happy birthday to super KVOI listener and human being Pat Hirsch.
Hey, happy birthday, Pat.
Yep, it's her 39th birthday today. Happy birthday, Pat. And so we love Pat. She's helping us with the Honor Flight collecting stuff. Tomorrow she's doing an Honor Flight fundraiser, a little pre-fundraiser at the Edge Bar over on Flowing Wells. Some young man named Uncle Bo, B-E-A-U-X, is making gumbo. So check it out. Starts at 6:30 p.m. or 18:30, as we say in the military thing. So happy birthday to Pat. Let's get going here. Let's do a little WADSEC update. This is on KVOA. The Arizona Fraternal Order of Police retracted their endorsement of Senator Justine WADSEC after she was accused by TPD of excessive speeding. You know what I find hilarious about these people? I see Bowserman puts these stories up on the Pima County Republicans page, and they're like, this doesn't mean anything. 71 and a 35 is an amazing disregard for everyone's safety. You know, it doesn't matter. It does matter. News release, the Order of Police credited the retraction of the endorsement to, quote, WADSEC's actions and statements demeaning law enforcement after being pulled over for criminal speeding in March of this year, unquote. FOP specifically stated their dissatisfaction with comments WADSEC made in social media where she claimed, quote, she was investigating the TPD, unquote, and accused the department of acting in a highly irregular manner. Paul Sheldon, president of Arizona Fraternal Order of Police, while Senator WADSEC has been a constant supporter of public safety in her official capacity, the incident and then her decision to publicly impugn the motives of police personnel is conduct unbecoming of an elected representative. Our endorsement committee reviewed the situation carefully and then voted to retract. Like everyone else accused of a traffic violation, WADSEC is innocent until proven innocent until proven guilty, but attacking police personnel for doing their job is simply unacceptable. She's never wrong, guys. She's never wrong. What else do we got here today? So Eric Fink, you know, you look at the headline, does a story. U of A political scholar on Biden's legacy. Joe Biden was first elected to office at the age of 29 in 1972. Of course, that's already part of his problem. The legacy, according to Chad Westerlin at the U of A, Chad teaches at the U of A School of Government and Public Policy. His legacy will be complicated because he's been in public service for so long. No, no, Chadster. It should solidify it even better. My guess it will be viewed favorably moving forward regardless of the outcome of the election. Chad, what are you smoking, my friend? This is the U of A professor saying, my guess that Joe Biden's legacy will view favorably moving forward? Get out of here.
Huh?
Yeah. What is this, Sputnik Online, for God's sakes?
Oh, comrades.
We got to get to that before bottom of the hour. I like this. Westerlin said Biden's decision to quit the race took courage and humility. Yeah, there it goes.
It took humility because that couldn't have been an easy decision for him to make.
Your U of A degree now means less after listening to Chad Westerlin.
An obvious decision to everybody else, but yeah.
He decided not to mention Joe's gaffes, racism, plagiarism.
Sure.
Chad.
Everything cost your family like $20,000 more than it did a few years ago.
Yo, Chadster. When I first saw the headline and it didn't match the quote because it says you're like a legal scholar. But what I heard, or excuse me, a political scholar. But the thing that what I'm missing here is I thought Fink in the end mismatched with the wrong headline, and he was interviewing Buffy from the Young Democrats. Let's just say this, Chad. Weak sauce. Let's go to Bunker before we go to break. Bunker, happy Pioneer Day.
Hey guys. I got the comment on the
We're doing best Pee Wee Herman movies. What do you got for me?
Well, the legacy is somewhere between Joho and quicksand.
Thank you.
But I want to comment on the last segment.
Yes, sir.
Because, these community boosters that always are talking about projects. I remember Tucson in the 1950s, and to me, I think we've reached a place where Tucson has become downtown, has become a ghost town, and it needs to be buried. If you compare the vibrancy of the 50s to what we have today, the 50s being a 10, we're a 1 minus today.
Yep.
I mean, I go down 3 days a week to the post office. I come in the back way. I sneak in. I go out the back way. I sneak out. It is a boil, a cyst, a pestle. That's what downtown Tucson, it shouldn't exist. It should be buried.
Yeah, again, it's when you hear all the blither blather, Bunker, all you got to do is drive. Just drive through town, right?
I mean, I have not driven down down Congress in 5 years. I may cross it, but I will not drive down it. It's depressing. I spent 15 years at Hydra. I went through that period when they were working on the freeway, when they were working on the streetcar, when they were working on the underpass. And it was better then, which was a total disaster, than it is now.
Agreed. All right, my friend, have a great day at International Day of the Cowboy this Saturday morning at the Empire Ranch on the road to Sonoyta.
Be there or be square.
All right, my friend. Good call. Have a good day.
Happy Pioneer Day, Bunker.
Happy Pioneer, partner.
All right, we got to go to break. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. All right, we're doing 1972 presidential election playlist. If you want more of Christy Simone, I'll be doing the Live the Dream Media live podcast. You just go to Live the Dream Media on YouTube or on their social media, Facebook, and you'll Clint and I
so
will
it's
be
an internet live streaming event.
Yes, that's happening at 10:00. So listen to Grant and Mike Jetty at 9:00, and then head over to watch me on Live the Dream Media. Got my hair cut by Mike at Metropolis just for this appearance. So,
wow.
Yeah. Actually, there's a cool way of doing it. They're getting there where they have this amazing piece of technology on a podcast now with these guys. So like, you know, when you get a caller in and you talk to them on the phone, now you can key them in where they're on their phone on video and they talk to you and their video of them talking to you pops up on the screen just like you're taking a phone call for radio. Very cool stuff. I like what they're doing up there. This election season, I keep saying it, right? As we, we're coming out of Easter, maybe the holidays, let's say the holidays. It's like January. And when you say, man, this election season's going to be weird. It's going to be weird, wacky. And then you never know what's going to pop up. Never know what's going to pop up, right? All the stuff and the horrible assassination attempt of Donald Trump and, you know, all the gaslighting on Joe Biden and then Joe's out and then Kamala and all of this nuttiness, right? Wadsack 71 and a 35 and then her reaction, which is typical. Great. Great. We got all that. Can't make it up. But then, so again, like I thank Kathleen Wynne for spending her grandkids' inheritance on Wake Up Tucson. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm going to buy a commercial on that guy's show who I can't stand. I'm gonna counteract. I just know it with my horse crap commercials. But this one, if there's a head scratcher, so you've had some classic news stories that are just profiling races, right? You know, it's the Star, whoever, and then they talk to both candidates, and you got that, right? Or a local TV station. But very rarely is anyone actually interested in listening to Kathleen Wynne talk about anything on her own. Right? And then just another weird thing in the world. This is the best. One of our listeners brought to our attention that, and she's pushing it on her social media for her win for Congress. Biden's choice to quit U.S. election, not his own, ousted by his party, dash congressional candidate. Now, that's the best part. This news agency wouldn't even put her name in the headline. The article that she's pushing is for Sputnikglobe.com. Yes, that's Sputnik. The Sputnikglobe.com. We do many commercial. We do many stories about moose and squirrel. Matt is playing Air Force One. General Radek, the release. So, moose and squirrel. So, you go to her page. This is the best. I can't make this up. When you click on the link for this story, I get the Facebook pop-up warning from Facebook. Okay. This link is from publisher Facebook believes may be partially or wholly under control of Russian government. This is the best. No one wants Wynne's opinion other than on a profile of the race piece. And there she is pushing Russian state-controlled media. Sputnik is formerly the voice of Russia in RIA Novosel. Naming derived from Russia satellite is Russian-owned state news agency radio broadcast service. It was established by Russian government in 2014. Sputnik describes itself as being focused on global politics and aims for international audience. Sputnik is described by academics as Russian propaganda outlet. Oh, this is so good. Sputnik was banned by European Union in February 2022 along with following Russian invasion of Ukraine. Technology company social media responded to invasion by removing Sputnik from platform while many such versions as the French, Greek, and Russians have closed their operations down. C- created via executive order of President of Russia Vladimir Putin, December 9, 2013. According to stories circulated by Sputnik, Barack Obama and Clinton created ISIS. they called it the fake news story. Let's see what we got here. Let's see. This is good. I mean, the idea that the only thing that would cover a story that has win in it is Sputnik. The best. Why, Mouse Squirrel, do you not support win? Kathleen Winsky. You must support Kathleen Winsky, Mouse and Squirrel, or I will send Natasha at you now with poison moose food and acorn. Who knew I was going to do Russian accents today? That Kathleen, what a card. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Patty, she's going to call you. Watch out. Here it comes. I bet Sputnik, hopefully Sputnik covers this Wadsack speeding thing. She faster than Yuri Gagarin going into space. We also appreciate her with her red car to celebrate Mother Russia.
Most excellent.
I used to make fun of how Betsy Smith referred to her husband all the time as Chairman Smith. Now I'm starting to see a little bit of a...
No.
Let me get Scott McMahon on this one. Do we have one of my 36 listeners waiting for a phone call? Or are we good?
No,
that's still Bunker. Okay, I see the...
Sorry, that was my... Yeah.
That's okay. Bad. That's all right. That's okay. All right, let's get it. I think Fattis might be calling in. But let's see how it all plays out. I love talking to Chris.
Okay.
But I want to get to this story about moose and squirrel. No,
okay.
Sorry. So, Grant Kruger, you know, is on the cutting edge.
Yes.
Of trying to protect restaurant owners from craziness. Okay?
Yes.
Especially when it comes to eliminating tip credits, minimum wage, all
yeah.
this nuttiness. So we keep talking about how you're just going to all these servers. This is what these servers don't get. The servers need to be going to the politicians and going, please stop. You're going to screw me out of my $100 a night, an hour I'm making on my server job.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, the first people that should be going after this is the servers. You're insane to go, well, sounds good.
Because somebody right? comes up and says, oh, you know, you're being exploited. Don't feel like I'm being exploited. Just... You know,
I'm sorry. I'm making $100 an hour as a uneducated person
at this
who,
particular moment
who's friendly and carries food. Right? I mean, that's where you're at. Right? So in the end, yeah, I was having this discussion with a restaurant owner yesterday. What's going to happen is, of course, is not only are you... Not only are you going to be eliminated by technology, right? And the cost of doing business is going to eliminate serving jobs. The age demographic of 16 to 30, they don't want to talk to a server anyway. They've been trained by Grubhub to have a burger thrown on the floor next to a door and eat it like a dog. Okay, but the classier ones are just fine. They've been trained by the Chipotles of the world or Mod Pizza, where you walk up to a counter, here's food, and you go to table and eat.
He's next.
Right? That's it. But now it gets better. So then I've talked about the Angie's Lobster up in Phoenix, right? Drive-through only. There is a walk-up window. Credit card only. Limited. We have a limited menu of great things like lobster rolls, for God's sakes. And they keep it simple. Have a nice life. That'll be the way, part of the future of restaurants. But then I feel like a fool that I didn't come up with. I even thought about this. Okay. This is from the New York Post. Marie Pohl and Steve Janowski. A chicken restaurant in New York called and chicken and ramen, Sansan Ramen. They do fried chicken and ramen. So the minimum wage in New York City is $16. So what they do is they have Filipino workers, right? They have Filipinos workers zooming in at $3.75 an hour to take your order. This is the new way. This is the way. Now they're also being prompted still if they want to add an 18% tip on top of the bill. So you can tip the girl in the Philippines via Zoom.
Hey, Chris, it's Matt.
Hey, Matt. Your microphone's on, buddy. On a recent afternoon in Long Island City, the reporter for the Post was greeted by Pai, a 33-year-old hostess who works from her living room in the Philippine city of Subic. The cheerful remote worker said she's employed by a company called Happy Cashier, and she enjoys her work. Pai declined to disclose how much she's being paid, but she says customers sometimes leave generous tips despite the fact that she's not actually there in person. Once she got $40 at the Yaso Kitchen in Jersey City, adding that she splits her tips with her manager, that means 50-50, and the kitchen staff at the restaurant. A customer named Catherine said, I think you lose the element of connecting with someone when they're not physically there. Well, the problem is, how many people really give a crap about that? Okay.
Is the order right?
Thank you.
Right. That's my care about.
The Post could not reach the business's owner. Employees would not divulge information about their bosses when the reporter asked. Despite the fact that the restaurants combine America's two least favorite things, tipping and outsourcing jobs. You know, it is that people are oblivious anyway. And I think that what is the difference between... Have you seen some of these zombies working behind the cashier at some of these restaurants? They're just waiting. Some of them are great. Some of them, I bet it's about 50-50. I'm going to give it 50-50. Now, Brett Goldstein, a tech entrepreneur, posted about Sansan Chicken, pointed that the remote staffers are a clear way to cut costs, but could lead to even more weirdly dystopian advances in the future. Me and the Chicken King were just talking about this earlier.
Are they going to print your food on a 3D printer?
What they're doing is they are recording every one of these instances of someone ordering their chicken and ramen.
Yeah.
Then what will happen is Pai, the 33-year-old woman in Subic, is now going to be replaced by some sort of anime avatar through AI.
Not making $3.50 an hour.
Right.
Yep.
Now making one...
Made by a programmer making $200,000 a year.
Correct.
But, you know.
So... he acknowledged that tipping could be a huge bonus for the outsourced workers. The average monthly wage in Philippines is $325 a month. It's definitely interesting and different, said Dan O'Keefe, a lonely 34-year-old. A 34-year-old conductor for Metro North. Some men have tipped women on via Zoom. That's all I'll tell you.
Wow. Sideways real quick.
Margo, what a great response to this story. So glad I'm old. So again, I'm telling you, man. So there are people ordering their food on kiosk anyway. I guess it'd be more fun to talk. You know, does the person really want, you know, what's their level of enthusiasm for the interaction, right? Is the girl in Philippines better than the kid just staring at you with that, you know, that kind of stare of, don't be wrong. I get that from adults too. That's not even, you know, I get that from, you know, it's not an age thing. It's funny. I was talking to a guy who has a couple of businesses in town who employs a variety of people, usually under the age of 40. And his take is the kids that are like 16 to 24 are great. His quote is 30 to 40 year olds are useless. That's his take. The 16 to 24 year old is they're there. Getting there early, on time, ready to go, enthusiastic. He says the 34-year-old he hires, punching the clock, waiting for things to be over. Let's get back into Russian accent mode. Let's go to Comrade Ella calling from Vladivostok, from Most Glorious Party headquarters. Comrade Ella, proceed with your report.
Oh, never underestimate the power of a schnook.
Have you found mouse and or squirrel?
That was it, man. He just had to say never underestimate power of a schnook.
On that note, comrades, let's go visit capitalist.
I thought he was going to name names. I don't know.
Let's go visit capitalist. Business entrepreneurs, you're on Wake Up Tucson 1030 Voice. Local news and talk not brought to you by Vladimir Putin.
The 1972 playlist. Chris is doing all the election years. And a reminder, Wake Up Tucson has our Honor Flight fundraiser, a night at the USO. It's Saturday, August 17th. It's presented by Tucson Coin and Autograph. $45 at the door, cash or credit card. RSVPs are required. WakeUpTucson@gmail.com. Just send an email to WakeUpTucson@gmail.com. And it's going to be a fun event. We're going to raise lots and lots of money to send our veterans to Washington, D.C. to see their memorials and monuments.
We work with Kathleen Wynne in October to raise money for veterans of Winter War. Hi, welcome back to Wake Up Tucson. I could just do Russian accents all day long.
Sputnik. What was it? Sputnik World? Wow.
Sputnik Globe.
Sputnik Globe, yes.
Russian controlled media. You go win with Winsky. I want to give love to our friend Adrian and the crew over at Treasures for Teachers.
Yes.
Jacqueline Aguilar did a wonderful story about them. Basically, you pay $35 a year and then... as a teacher, but what you do is you can basically stock up for stuff that you need for your classroom. And Adrian, who is one of our super wakies, she's still in charge of it. And so this is our busiest time of year. Like I told you, this is like Christmas for teachers. I think teachers need to know that we have everything. They might think we just have paper and pencils, but as you can see, they have everything. So, love Treasures for Teachers, and we've done supply drives for them in the past.
Yep.
So they're over on just south of Ina, between I-10 and Old Father, in that industrial park back there, over by Catalina Brewing.
Gotcha.
Over in that area. So
good organization, doing the right thing.
They're one of those underground ones, just doing great work. So thank you, Adrian and the crew. Another interesting story here. This is by Jose Zozaya. That's a great last name, Zozaya. That's a fun last name. He does an interview with Jake Munoz of Say's Kitchen, one of the owners, saying he's dropping their prices. He actually admitted they were charging $20 for one burrito. Yikes. He says they're seeing a little bit of stabilization in beef prices. And I mean, just listen to Grant. He'll be on in just 10 minutes. The idea that Say's Kitchen owner comes on TV and says charging $20 for a burrito wasn't a great idea. Right? And saying, what can you do to make that better? And, but this is, I mean, how many restaurant owners are coming to that point where how much can you raise prices to the cost of goods and labor and all this other jazz? So, you want to play a little Schumer before we go? Let's do it. Glorious so comrade, Charles Schumer.
The process has played out. From the grassroots bottom up, we are here today to throw our support behind Vice President Kamala Harris. I'm clapping. You don't have to.
Louise. That made Jeb Bush look.
Little Jeb, yeah. A little Jeb action.
So when you hear the first part of that, he says the process is played out. There's a process?
Yeah. Yeah, the process did play out. He was not lying, Chris. It was a process. That is now going to be a euphemism for another. The process.
Yes, sir.
The Democratic voters got the process.
Just like superdelegates? We'll be fine.
Something like that.
So solely in the month of June, this is Jamie Parsons over at townhall.com. U.S. Customs and Border Protection in just the month of June seized 45,000 pounds of drugs in 1 month. 45,000 pounds of drugs 45, just for 000. June. Okay. 30 days in June, too. That's all I remember.
Right. About. Not even a 31-day month. Good point.
Compared with the month before, heroin's up 47%. And for Rick James,
are these leading or lagging
seizures of cocaine is up 13%. 13% bump in coke. And 15,000 pounds.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
15,000 pounds of fentanyl in 1 month. Now, this gets better. U.S. This is where it all comes together. The cosmic ballet of Tucson comes to wake up Tucson. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Jason Owens tweeted on June 25th that in one stop, they stopped 41 pounds of meth. And you know what California town that was in, Matt? Cosmic ballet coming together. What have we been talking about the last 2 days? San Clemente.
Oh, really? Well, you, that is the cosmic ballet.
I was expecting some meth.
I was tired. I needed to be able to stay awake.
Pat called him at some sort of happy upper. And
my happy pills.
The narcs got us. On June 17th, Rep. Russ.
I know I shouldn't have listened to Letty.
Russ Fulcher of Idaho was talking about at a meeting that Border Patrol has reported that they're only seizing 5 to 10% of the fentanyl being tracked into the United States.
That's always the question, right? What's not getting caught? And so he thinks that 5% is getting interdicted.
Well, it's 5 to 10, so we'll say 10.
Yikes.
Let's call it 10%.
It's the tip of a very large iceberg, my friend.
So for every 10,000 pounds of fentanyl, 90,000 is getting it.
Do your extrapolation, kids. Yes.
I mean, soon there'll be pumpkin spice fentanyl, as one of our listeners sent us in earlier
That's
today.
Correct. Sadly correct.
Yep. Just crazy. What else do we got today? We don't have time to play. I love the Kamala. She's that interview with Lester Salt. What's Lester Salt? Lester Holt. This is when she was first named Border Czar.
Sure.
And he asked her about, have you been to the, after she was doing it for a while, have you been to the border? And she goes, and she kept, and she laughed.
We've been to the border.
She kept on saying it over and over again. All right, tomorrow, Juan Almanza kicking off the America's Best Mexican Food interview. Goldwater talking about Chris Mays going after ESAs. Congressman Schweikert. And then the other thing is, save the date, September 7th, Saturday morning at the Gaslight in OV. Christy Simone and Oster Vanderhaden are going to explain all of the crazy propositions. So we'll see if Tony Terry will allow us to day drink during the morning at the Gaslight Theater in Oral Valley. But save the date, should be an 8:30 start in the morning. So, which would be right after my pickleball game. We should be fine. So, remember that one. Grant Krueger, Mike Jetty running for Pima County attorney coming up in 7.5 minutes. Wake up, Tucson, 10:30 The Voice.